Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to encourage one another in reading God's Word. And we are in Judges. Going to read all the way through Judges. We're in chapter six. Six and seven are about Gideon. And, well, six, seven, and eight, I believe. But anyway, so we're in six. And this is where we have this great man of faith. Gideon, not doing exactly what God asked him to do without any questions whatsoever. All right, so let's see how this goes. We're in chapter 6, verse 33. Now all the well, hold on, let me back up. So yeah, so he's just torn down the destroys the altar of Baal. And so yeah, verse 33. Now all the Midianites and Amalekites and the people of the east came together, and they crossed the Jordan and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and the Abizzites were called out to follow him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and they too were called out to follow him. And he sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they went up to meet them. Then Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, behold, I am laying a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was so. When he rose early next morning and squeezed the fleece, he wrung enough dew from the fleece to fill a bowl with water. Then Gideon said to God, "Let not your anger burn against me. Let me speak just once more. Please, let me test just once more with the fleece. Please, let it be dry on the fleece only, and all the ground let there be dew." And God did so that night, and it was dry on the fleece only, and all the ground there was, and on the ground there was dew. And that's the end of chapter six, and we'll stop there because this isn't so much about the battle ahead. This is about our faith and the reality of a lack of faith in most of us, but how faithful God is. So one thing here, we a lot of people talk about, hey, it's okay to question God, it's okay to test God. The reality is actually here, Gideon is sinning according to the Masonic. According to the law, Deuteronomy chapter 6, you were not to test God. And he even acknowledges that the second time he goes to do this, he says, "Don't be angry with me. Let not your anger burn against me. Let me speak just once more. Let me throw out one more test." And the word, the testing, the word here is the same as we saw earlier when it says that God tested Israel. So Gideon is not in the right in what he is doing here. So for people to use this as an example of, hey, it's okay to question God in this way because look at what Gideon did. The reality is actually no, this doesn't make questioning God biblical. It still makes questioning God sin. But it also shows how much bigger God is than us, and that He is faithful. He will accomplish what He's out to accomplish, even when His people go about things in a manner that is not pleasing to God or even sinful. So we see here, again, God's faithfulness. We see here the lack of faith in man. We see here actually disobedience in man. And so for us to think about that today, so here is it, what was happening is that as the season came about Israel and it would become close time to harvest their crops and things like that the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east came together and they crossed the Jordan, right? So here they come, the locusts that are going to take everything. And God tells Gideon, "All right, everything's changing. You are now going to, I am going to use you to rescue Israel from these locusts. And Gideon says, oh, okay, great. I kind of need some reassurance of that. So the angel coming to him, the angel of the Lord coming to him and speaking to him wasn't enough. And I think that's how it is with a lot of us. God's word isn't enough. Well, God's word should be enough. For everything that God says, he has fulfilled. God's word is an amazing literary book. As when you look at manuscript science, there is no greater manuscript in all the world that is backed up by all the rules of manuscripts to test the age of it, to test the accuracy of it, all those things. The Bible is by far the best that there is, and also the most tested of all the manuscripts, old ancient manuscripts. And so God's word should be enough. And when he tells us things that he tells us, we ought to say, well, that's just an old story. Nah, that's not really for today. Says, well, you need to be able to back that up with God's word. So there are some things, for instance, that might be true in the New Testament, since we now know who the Messiah is, and he has gone to the cross and paid for our sins and been risen from the dead. The New Testament is what the Old Testament is pointing to. So there, we don't have to sacrifice bulls anymore and all those things. But who God is has not changed. And how he expects to be worshiped in spirit and in truth, we don't worship anymore by burning sacrifices, but we still worship in a way that God has called us to worship in spirit and truth. So I pray that today you will find that opportunity through reading God's word, prayerfully reading his word, asking the Holy Spirit for help, that you will find time to worship him in spirit and truth and to grow in faith so you're not like Gideon. God bless you. Talk to you soon.